Good afternoon and welcome to our Christmas Eve service of 9 Lessons and Carols. Whether you came from near or far, we're very glad you've joined us this afternoon, and we pray that this service is a blessing to you as you go out and celebrate the rest of Christmas time. IPC is a community of believers whose members hail from over 40 nations and 6 continents. We're working on that 7th continent. We're not quite there yet. But if you know anyone, let us know. But every Sunday, we meet here in this space, and we meet across the street in the Methodist Chapel. And we do so to witness to our diversity and our unity in Jesus Christ. As I said before, we pray this service would fill your hearts with much joy and peace, as the story is once again told through scripture and song of a God who loved the world so much that he sent his only begotten Son into the world for the salvation of the world. Just a programming note, the elements of the service will proceed basically unannounced, so you'll need your programs or bulletins to help navigate the service. So we won't announce the songs, we won't announce the readings as such. Just follow along, if you would, in your programs. Now the choir will lead us in the introit.
Thank you. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. We light this candle because Jesus, the light of the world, was born on this night, and he brightens all things.
The prophet Isaiah announced his coming with these words.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn.
Let us pray.
God of light, with expectant hearts, we, your people, await Christ's coming. As once he came in humility, so now may he come in glory, that he may make all things perfect in your everlasting kingdom. For he is Lord forever and ever. Amen.
As many of you know, this type of lessons and carol service has its origins in the Church of England over 100 years ago, as this service was presented in King's College, Cambridge in 1918 or so. That was the first time. The dean of the chapel there, the Reverend Eric Milner White, he would offer what was called a bidding prayer at the beginning of the service. And I'd like to follow that tradition now with actually the bidding prayer of Reverend Eric Milner White. It's the exact same prayer, and I offer it tonight as we now prepare ourselves for prayer. Please join me now in prayer. Beloved in Christ, at this Christmastide, let it be our care and our delight to hear again the message of the angels, and in heart and mind, to go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, and the babe lying in a manger. Therefore, let us tonight read and mark in Holy Scripture the tale of the loving purposes of God, from the first days of our disobedience unto the glorious redemption brought to us by this holy child. But first, let us pray for the needs of the whole world, for peace on earth and goodwill among all his people, for unity and brotherhood within the church he came to build, and especially in this, our community. And because this would rejoice his heart, let us remember in his name the poor and helpless, the cold, the hungry, and the oppressed, the sick and them that mourn, the lovely and the unloved, the aged and the little children, all those who know not the Lord Jesus, or who love him not, or who by sin have grieved his heart of love. Lastly, let us remember before God all those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore and in a greater light, that multitude which no man can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom in the Lord Jesus we are one forevermore. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer up to the throne of heaven in the words which Christ himself hath taught us, praying together now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Oh. announces in the Garden of Eden that the seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." To Adam he said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground. Since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return."
promises to faithful Abraham that in his seed shall the nations of the earth be blessed. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed me.
Lesson is taken from the book of Isaiah, and it's taken from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2, and then we'll continue reading from 6 and then end with verse 7. Christ's birth and kingdom are foretold by Isaiah. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living on the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. peace that Christ will bring is foreshown. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together, and the little child will lead them.
Thank you. The angel Gabriel salutes the Virgin Mary. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
Of the birth of Jesus the Messiah. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
Shepherds go to the manger. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger.
Amen. The wise men are led by the star to Jesus. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw a star when it rose, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Please be seated. As we prepare to light the candles and go on to sing Silent Night, let me first offer an observation. Nine lessons and nine carols, that's a lot of words and it's a lot of music. Not too much, just the right amount, but it's a lot. But of course, what we've encountered this afternoon has been much, much, much more than just a collection of words and music. What we've encountered here has been a message of hope from God. Hope for this world, to be sure, but also hope for our lives. Jesus Christ come once to this earth to suffer and save, and coming again to this earth to judge and restore. This represents the hope for us of living lives that better reflect how we were meant to live, how God created us to live. Christ's coming represents, for example, the hope of living lives in which we find peace with God, peace with each other, peace with ourselves. His coming represents the hope of living lives in which our sense of well-being is determined not by current circumstance or immediate situation, but rather by our eternal belonging to God and our everlasting care from God. His coming represents the hope of living full and spiritually rich lives that reflect who we are as God's precious children, instead of living empty and spiritually impoverished lives that reflect mainly who we imagine ourselves to be as our own exalted creations. His coming represents the hope of living lives not as slaves, not as slaves to our own ambitions, slaves to our own desires, but rather as servants of what is good and what is loving and what is lovely. His coming represents the hope of living lives in which loss is to be sure mourned, loss is to be sure grieved, and deeply so, I might add. Many of us do so tonight. But this loss does not ultimately lead to desolation or despair. Such things and more are the hope that the coming of Christ brings. And I pray that all of us would come to know this hope and to possess this hope, not just for the Christmas season, but for the entirety of our lives. I'd like to ask the ushers to come forward. If anyone does not have a candle, raise your hand, and we will certainly pass one out yet or give you one. Looks like our ushers have done such a thorough job that, oh, we got a few people. So as they come forward, in just a moment then, we'll turn on the candles, the lights will go down, we'll turn on the candles, and we'll sing together Silent Night, and we'll stand to do so. So we'll wait till the ushers come through, and then we can sing together. Please rise. May the joy of the angels the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the Magi, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas season. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit go with you and remain with you always. Amen.
Without end.